Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've got a new feature to kind of start off, Andy.
Is it better than your Chris Evans one?
Oh, I've abandoned that, yeah, right? And it's Mick McCarthy, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you have to say, like, so Mick McCarthy's just coming in, right?
Can I just say, if Mick McCarthy does any shouting at all, can you just move your head away from the microphone?
So you'll need to ask him, all right, Mick, how are you doing?
Right.
Yeah? And then the next one is, anyone in particular?
Right.
And the next one, anyone you're okay with?
Right, okay.
Right, so what are they, Andrew?
Hi, Mick, how are you doing? Yeah. Anyone in particular, anyone you're okay with?
Yeah, thank you. Right, so, who's this coming in? It's Mick McCarthy.
It's Mick McCarthy. All right, Mick, how are you doing?
What's it to you, you bastard? If you must know, I'm fed up of bastards.
Anyone in particular?
Well, you're a bastard. Roy Keane's a bastard, but at least he knows he's a bastard. Bird's eye potato waffles. Not a person, but still bastards. People who wear hats, bastards. Ian Holloway, what a bastard. Beard grooming, the work of a bastard. Posh coffee shops, full of bastards. Ipswich fans are bastards. Norwich fans are bastards. Footballers, all of them. Biggest pack of bastards I've ever come across. That bloke next to you, Bob Mortimer. Total bastard.
Oh, I forgot what it was.
Anyone you're okay with?
Anyone you're okay with, Mick?
Sinita! She's not a bastard. The wife's all right midweek. And that's it. The rest of yous are bastards.
Thanks, Mick.
Mick McCarthy's on his out there. Shall we invite
yes,
him?
Yes, we'll get Mick in again. Yeah.
Here he comes.
Here he is.
All right, Mick.
Right, Mick, nice to have you back on the podcast. Try not to shout into the microphone this week, Mick. What have you been up to since we last spoke to you, Mick?
What's it to you, you bastard?
I just thought the listeners might be, you know, interested.
Oh, clever bastard, aren't you? Got all the bastard answers. Why should I give a shit about your listeners? Right, pack of bastards, if you ask me. Podcasts are for bastards. My dad wrote a porno. What sort of a bastard would listen to that? I'll tell you what sort. A massive bastard sort. No such thing as it, fish. Pack of saline bastards. The Now Show? No, that's what I call the work of a bastard circus.
You're not in a very good mood today, are you, Mick?
No, bastard, not. The bastard tyre on me, bastard of a car punching on me way here to this house of bastards. That bastard thing I called me phone had run out of juice, the bastard. So I had to get on me knackered bastard knees and put the spare on the bastard.
Well, we appreciate it, Mick. You're here now.
Aye, I know. What a bastard mistake that was. You got a cup of coffee the size of a bastard mouse's hat, and it cost me nigh on £5. The bloke who served it and robbed me was a bastard with a beard. I get in this bastard building, and who's the first person I meet? Ian Bastard Holloway, the little farmer bastard. And he's with that bastard dinner lady bloke, Warnock. Total and highly creepy bastard. I told him both to fuck off.
Can I ask you about your plans?
No, you bastard can't. I'm going back to see that bearded coffee bastard.
What for?
Call him a bastard. Because him and his beard are bastards. Goodbye. Yeah. I'll see you, Mick.
Bye, Mick.
Well, that was brief, wasn't it?
He come a long way just for that, didn't he? Man alive. Well, that was nice to catch up with Mick there.
What's his catchphrase, do you think, Andrew?
Bastard!
Seems to be, innit? Here comes Mick McCarthy.
Oh, aye, aye. Hello, Mick. Thanks for joining us again in the studio.
Well, can you make that a bit more convincing?
What do you mean?
You know, like... Oh, look, here's Mick. Oh, look, come in, Mick.
Oh, here's Mick. Hello, Mick McCarthy. Sit yourself down.
Oh, you two bastards! I've just been down the tube station and they say I need a bastard Oyster card or some bastard called a travel card before I can get on the bastard tube to London, bastard zoo, to see the bastard bears.
All right, Mick, calm down. You just queue up at the ticket office and you ask for one.
Queue up? You take me for a bastard, you bastard. I haven't got time to queue up. Queuing up is for bastards. What a bastard of a day.
Mick, you can just scan your credit card at the turnstile thing.
I haven't got a credit card. I don't trust the bastards. I carry cash. You know where you are with a bastard coin. You can look at the bastard. Touch the bastard. Read what the bastard says its value is. Plastic is for bastards. Big bastards at that.
Look, Mick, you can have my travel card here.
Sorted, then. No thanks to you two bastards. Hey, is that bastard thing there a microphone?
Yeah, it is.
Well, get out of the bastard way, you fat bastard, and I'll sing you me song.
What's it called?
Bastards!
All right, take it away, Mick.
Bastards! Bastards! Get out, piss off, I'm Mick McCarthy. Fuck off, jog on, do what you're told. Get up, sit down, keep your mouth shut. You're just another bastard. Bastard! 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 Get off my fucking land! Get out, piss off, I'm Mick McCarthy. Do one, do two, get out of my sight. Back off, jog on, don't speak to me. You're just another bastard! I'm it, you're not, have a look at yourself. Listen, don't speak and do as you're told. I'm hard, you're soft, stop shitting yourself and shut your fucking mouth. Bastard! 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 Stick your credit card up your ass! That's it! That's it, you bastard!
Well, thanks, Mick.
That's it. I'm done.
Right, but what are you going to the zoo for, Mick?
Call the bears a pack of bastards. See ya.
Thanks, Mick. Bye-bye.
Hey, come on, let's get Mick in.
Let Mick in. Hiya, Mick, all right.
All right, you bastard.
What do you want, Mick?
I've got something to tell you.
What's that, Mick?
You're a bastard. And this Middlesbrough bastard is a bastard too!
All right, thanks for that, Mick. Have you got a new job yet?
No, I haven't! Do either of you bastards want to fight?
Not at the minute, Mick. Why do you think you haven't got a job yet, Mick?
Because every club I've applied to has been run by bastards! On behalf of a pack of bastards, all beholden to some foreign bastard who live in Bastard Broad like a bastard would! You can't get a straight answer from any of them, especially the top bastard, who's usually fannying about in a bastard yacht in the middle of some bastard ocean.
Well, that's a shame, Mick. Well, look, we'd better get on with the show, actually, Mick.
Fuck off, you cheeky bastard. I'll go when I'm bastard ready. Anyway, I want to do some of that observational bastard comedy stuff. Shift over! Have you ever bastard noticed? I say, have you, as a bastard, have you ever noticed that the bastard detergent drawer on your bastard washing machine always gets clogged up like a bastard? Have you noticed that, you bastards? What a bastard!
Have you ever bastard noticed that the bastard bin men come every bastard week except for the one bastard time you actually remember to put the bastard bin out? And the bastards have already been. Have you noticed that, you bastard? What a bastard!
Hey, Mick, maybe you should use "what a bastard" as your catchphrase.
Hey, a bastard will. In fact, I'll call me Edinburgh Observation Comedy Show. What a bastard!
What's it going to be about, Mick?
Bastards! See ya!
See ya, Mick.
Say bye. Bye,
there
Mick.
There he goes.
Oh,
wonder if
mate.
He's off to London Zoo again.
I hope so.
Yeah, he's got the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban from his local zoo. Get it?
Another joke there.
Yeah.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's Amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Look, we've got a special guest over in outside, Andrew.
If we know. Who's Are that, then?
Mick McCarthy. Can you see him? Well, I can hear him. Hey, Andy's got his Alsatian with him.
Jesus Christ. Hiya, Mick.
All right, you pair of bastards!
Hiya, Mick. You look a bit rough.
Yeah, bastard do! I spent last night on the bastard streets in the doorway of Clark's, the bastard shoe shop.
Hey, how come, Mick?
Some bastard nicked me wallet and me bastard phone.
When you say bastard, do you mean Ian Holloway?
Yeah, that's the bastard. We were drinking a bottle of his own brew, bastard, of a cider, and he did a runner with me bastard bumbag.
You were a bumbag, Mick.
Doesn't every bastard in the London borough of bastards?
Oh, yeah, but I just can't imagine you wearing one.
Well, a bastard, don't you, little bastard? It's a one-off bastard special. If any of your bastard listeners are offered it by a bastard Herbert in the pub, then they should tell me and I'll arrange a fight with the bastard.
Well, it shouldn't be Holloway you're angry with.
You mean it should be angry with someone else? Yeah, Holloway's a dead bastard walking. But I want me bastard bum back, you bastards.
Right, well, how would our listeners recognise it?
It's white with blue lettering.
And what do the letters say, Mick?
One word, bastards. Can you lend me my train fare home, you fat bastards?
How much do you need?
80 bastard quid.
Oh, sorry, I'm skint.
Yeah, I'm the same, Mick.
How come?
Well, we bumped into Ian Holloway last night and he rinsed us.
What a bastard that bastard is. I'm going to hunt the bastard down with me Alsatian.
The Alsatian? What's the Alsatian called?
Dog bastard. See you, lads.
See you, Mick.
See you, Mick. God, it's Alsatian stank, isn't it?
Did it?
Whoa.
Bacon?
Do you know what? Probably, yeah. Maybe even collar bacon. Oh, Andy, look.
Huh?
Mick McCarthy, get him in. You're near the door.
All right. Oh, yeah. Hello, Mick. Come in, have a seat.
Hey, mate.
Sit down.
No, I'll stand, thanks. Chairs are for lazy bastards.
Right, what are you doing in London, Mick?
Looking at all the bastards.
Oh, do you not like London then, Mick?
No, it's full of bastards wearing clobber that makes them look bigger bastards than the bastard are.
Oh, have you come down for a meeting or something?
I'm doing talk sport with that bastard Adrian Durham. He's the bastard's bastard, that bastard.
What does he want to talk to you about, Mick?
He wants me to slag off Ipswich.
Well, you're going to do that then?
Yeah, because it's a club of bastards, followed by bastards and owned by bastards.
Fair enough. Are you enjoying managing Ireland?
Not really.
Oh, why not?
Have a guess.
Because they're a team of bastards?
No, because of the travel. Have either of you lads got some glue? What do you want glue for, Mick? To bastard sniff it or fancy getting high?
No, sorry, Mick, I ain't got any glue.
Oh, pair of bastards. Do you think Adrian Durham will have any bastard glue?
Doubt it, Mick.
Bastard of a man. Right, I can't stand here talking to you bastards all day. Better get myself something to bastard eat.
What are you going to eat, Mick?
A great big bowl of bastard Rice Krispies and a fried onion, you naughty bastard.
Oh, see you, Mick.
See you, Mick. Hey, if you see Ian Holloway around here, will you do something for me?
Yeah, what?
Call him a bastard.
Will do, Mick. Will
see
do.
Ya.
Ta-da, Mick.
Yeah, see you, Mick.
He wants
some glue stuff.
Well, since he's brought it up, I wouldn't mind myself, but we haven't got any, have we? Maybe next time. There's Mick McCarthy as well. Shall we get him in?
Get him in.
Oh, Mick. Come on, son.
Oh, thank you, mate. All right, Mick.
All right, you pair of bastards.
Are you, Mick? How can we help you today?
I've come to laugh at Ipswich. What a pack of useless bastards.
Yeah, they're not doing very well since you left, are they?
Do you know why that is?
Not really, no.
Because they're a bucket of bastards that couldn't spot a non-bastard if he was standing in their bastard bedroom with "I'm not a bastard" written on his forehead. Bastards.
Well, you're the island manager now, Mixer. Don't dwell on Ipswich.
Don't tell me what to dwell on, you bastard. Who do you think you are, the French Prince of Bastards?
Oh, sorry.
Do you have a nice Christmas, Mick?
No!
So why not?
Because Christmas is a bastard. Designed for bastards who have nothing better to bastard do than sit on the bastard asses brewing tods.
Did you say much of your family, Mick?
No!
Why not?
Because they're all lazy bastards who couldn't be bothered to get in the bastard clown cars and make a bastard effort. Bastards, a lot of them.
Have you ever thought, Mick, you know, it might be you who's the bastard?
Yes, I have.
And what did you reckon?
I am. I'm a bastard. Biggest bastard on the bastard block, if you ask me, you bastard.
Well, thanks for popping in, Mick.
No bastard problem, you obvious bastards. Have a bastard of a new year. I'll see you.
See you, Mick.
Oh, fine, Mick. He had a bit of a spring of his step, didn't he?
New year, new Mick.
There's Mick McCarthy.
Someone else at the door.
Yes, get him in, see what he wants.
Christ, up and down. Hello, Mick. Hiya, Mick, how you doing?
Awful, just bastard, awful, like a bastard.
Why, what's the problem?
Everyone and everything I see is a bastard. Coffee, £4, bastards. Car parking, £12, bastards. Loctite, £5 for a tiny bastard tube, bastards. Cream bastard horns, where the cream doesn't reach the bastard tip of the bastard horn. Baker bastard, shall I go on?
No, that's all right, Mick, so how can we help you?
I want to do a bastard podcast like that lanky bastard Peter Crouch. Where do our bastards start?
Well, get yourself a co-presenter, I reckon, Mick. It's a lot easier.
Like, oh, it better not be a bastard.
Ian Holloway?
No chance, total bastard.
Robbie Fowler?
King of the bastards, no bastard chance.
Richard Keys?
Creepy, hairy bastard of a man. I'll do it on me bastard own.
What are you going to talk about then?
Bastards, things bastards do.
What are you going to call it?
Athletico bastard.
That sounds good. I tell you what, I'll send you an email about starting it up. What's your email address, Mick?
Mick Bastard McCarthy at bastardgmail.bastard.com. #bastard, #bastards.
Lovely. I'll be in touch, Mick.
See you then, you pair of fat northern bastards.
See you, Mick.
See you, Mickey.
I've managed to secure an exclusive interview, Bob, with Mick McCarthy.
Oh, Mick, yeah.
Who, as you know, he's just been appointed as manager at Cardiff. I've just got to zoom up with Badger from Infinity Rocket Plastics, who's setting up the link. Hang on a second. Badger. All right, Badger, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. An absolute razorback, as always. And how does today find a few Sir Dawson of Sunderland?
I'm fine, thanks, Badger. Yeah, and thanks for that Infinity Neighbourhood Wireless Router.
No problemo, senorita. Are you sucking free Wi-Fi from all your neighbours with great greed and satisfaction?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. How does it know all the passwords?
That's for me to know and you to enjoy. The less you know, the safer you are. The name's James Badger. James Badger. So, are you ready for your live link?
Yeah, I think we'd better do that, yeah. Oh, there he is. Hello, Mick. Mick, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, you bastard.
So, Cardiff, Mick, you looking forward to it?
Not really.
No, why not?
Because they're a pack of bastards.
Well, why did you take the job then?
Because the Cyprus bastards gave us the bastard sack.
That doesn't mean you had to go to Cardiff then. Are you all right, Mick?
No, I've got a cough. It's a bastard. Well, no other bastard wanted me. And anyway, all clubs are bastards, so what's the bastard difference?
Have you had time to identify what the problem is at Cardiff, Mick?
Yeah, it's staring you in your bastard face.
And what is the problem?
The owner's a bastard, the players are bastards, and the ground's a bastard to get to. Is that enough for you, you little bastard?
It sounds bad, Mick. How are you going to turn it round? Once your cough's got better.
I'm going to isolate the biggest bastards and pit my teams based solely on the least bastardy of the bastard players.
Shouldn't you just play, you know, your best players?
Yeah, don't be such a daft bastard. That's why football is a game for bastards, because the bastard managers are happy to select bastards who then play like bastards, and a lot of bastards turn up to clap the bastardry as if being a bastard wasn't the behaviour of a bastard.
Do you want to have a little cough there, Mick?
No, I'm all right. I'm all right, you bastard.
So have you got a message for the Cardiff fans then, Mick?
Yeah, stop being a pack of bastards. Go and support Newport. That's it, I'm off. Adios, you bastard.
Oh, see you, Mick.
The Badger has entered the room. The McCarthy has ended his link. Is there anything else I can do for you, my good fellow of the stout?
Yeah, you couldn't hack into the Anfield Tunnel CCTV and get some audio from that Barney between Klopp and Sean Dyche, could you?
I could and I will. I'll ping it to you when I win it. Good travels, my liege.
Thanks, Badger.
That was nice hearing from Mick, wasn't it?
That was lovely. Yeah, that was nice day from Mick. It's nice to know that he hasn't really changed his philosophy since he was at Sunderland in 2004. Because that was kind of what we had back then as well.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.